And good afternoon. It is a Thursday, January the 12th, 2017, 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as many of you know, well, I should say this is the Now program. I'm Scott Spears. As many of you know, the world is kind of going haywire. In 9 days, we will inaugurate a new president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He held what we might be able to call a press conference yesterday. We're not really sure. A memo came out the other night on CNN that maybe he had ties to Russia. Maybe they have blackmail. He denies it. The CIA says differently. It's a lot to sort out, and there's only one man who can sort that out. I call him a friend. He is very generous with his time to come on this program. He is a comedian. He is an actor. He is a social rights activist. He is really a philosopher in the world we live in. He's an author. One of my favorite guests. Now, and you have to think about this. He is the man who coined this phrase in the last election. Think of how brilliant this is. When you choose the lesser of two evils, you're still choosing evil. The only man who can sort it all out, one of my, like I say, if not my favorite guest, the legendary Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory, how are you?
God bless you, my brother. Peace and love to you, your family, and your audience, and a happy new year. If we can be happy.
We're headed into some times, that's for sure.
No, well, there's certain things we have to go over and then put it in perspective. One, when you vote, and if my mother was alive, she'd be guilty of this. When you vote for the lesser of the two evils, it means you have evil in you. That's how Hitler came to power. See, most folks don't know Hitler won that election by 288 votes from voting for the lesser of the two evils. And that's what happens. So now let's look at some things. First, Hillary is guarded by the Secret Service during the election. When she fainted, and they picked her up and put her in the car, if you and I are Secret Service and two more agents, we're responsible for her, not her daughter, okay? And being responsible don't mean you take her to her daughter's house. Our job is online. You take her to her daughter's house, our job is to get her to the hospital. We don't know if she has a concussion. We don't know what happened to her. People get up off the floor, and they think they normal. And they not. So someone this high profile, she needed to have professional people, and that's not her daughter. And so how come nobody complained about that? What do that mean? Okay, that's the first thing. Two, if I was in Cleveland today and I applied for a job collecting trash, and I got it, but before I get it, I got to bring in my last year's tax return. Here's a man running for president of the United States, and he don't have to bring his tax return, and the people, the press, went along with it. It's an evil, 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 and we will pay for that. Okay? See, there's a church, all kind of denomination, but they don't make a kneecap. They don't make an eyeball. They don't make a brain. Only that same universal force that made the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, and everything on this planet that breathes can do that. This, we in that order now. I can trick the church. I mean, the mob went to the Catholic Church every day and prayed and asked for forgiveness and went out an hour later and did the same thing. You can get by with that. Pimps, whores, and drug pushers go to church. But the universal order do not tolerate it. And so what you're looking at now is what happened to the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians. All those great powers fell, and it wasn't because of army. It wasn't because of that at all. Now let's look at Hitler. Hitler's World War II, you young folk, you know about World War II, but here's some of the things you don't know about. it wasn't but five nations fighting in that war. So how'd it get to be a world war? How'd it get to be a world war? Africa wasn't fighting. So when you look at the Desert Fox and look at Patton, they were fighting in northern Africa. How is it a world war? I tell you how it's a world war. It's a world war because this was a food wipeout, okay? People decide who got power, but they're evil, that we will determine who will live and who will die. And so more people died in World War II from starvation than killed in the war. And when I start doing the research, I know because I fast a lot. I've gone 180 days on drinking nothing but water, and the body starts consuming itself. And you can look at the tongue and tell when you got to come off. They got research out here now where people who starved to death on this planet because of that war, which wasn't a war, your body's consuming yourself. Starvation, they found people dead whose living kidneys were smaller than a nickel. That's what's fixing to happen now. How do you come in and put five generals in your cabinet? One of them's on parole. Another one don't qualify because he hasn't been out. That means we're going to war. I mean, if you see food people coming into this building and bringing food in, you know there's going to be a party. And so we sit and we can't see it because we as evil as they are. The Germans didn't know that. They didn't know that at all. And so, consequently, when I go to Budapest or get on a plane and I pay $42,000 round trip, first class, and 12% of that go to taxes. So I buy the bombs. I buy all of the robot stuff we use to kill women and children all over the world. So I'm part of that. What you pay for, okay, the mother that go and get a gallon of milk for a child and pay tax, she's part of it. The difference between a whole lot of folks, they don't see that. So I got 10 children, 13 grandchildren, one great. So when them bombs start falling on them, I'll just look around. I don't know where the universal God is. So I look up, down, round, and up, and say, what took you so long? Okay? I'm a piece of that. Now, y'all sit here listening and think you so good. You got, no, you part of it. And so, consequently, let's look at something that happened. Yesterday at the hearing, they asked the designated attorney general, would you be willing to prosecute the president? I said, wow, man, that's a strange question to ask. Or do you know something? Huh? And he said, well, if he violates the law, would you be willing to prosecute the president? He said, yes. I said, what did he know to ask him that question? Okay? Now, let's look at the plane incident. And this is very important. And those of you that don't see, it's worth Googling it. A woman got on the plane riding economy. Trump was sitting up in first class. Somebody brought her from the back to first class and sit her next to Trump. And that's what all the stuff was about genitals, without her consent. Okay, now, first, nobody can bring you from economy to first class without being part of the plane crew. Nobody has that power to do that. Okay? Now, she's sitting there next to Trump. She said he started touching her legs. Then he goes up to her breast. Then he goes down to her sex organ. And she gets up and leaves. Now, first, the reason I'm saying Google it, they never told you the name of the company or the plane. They never said she called the police. They never said she screamed or hollered. She just got up and went back to first class. There's no lawsuit. Do you know if my wife or my daughter was sitting on a plane and somebody brought her from economy to first class and sit her next to a man, and he started doing that to her, I wouldn't sue the guy. It's like you in a cab and the cab has a wreck. You don't sue the cab company, you know. You sue the company. You don't know if the cab driver got any money. So I'm saying, when you look at all the mysterious stuff that happens, then something is not right. Not just the stuff that you see or something that the press tell you. And so again, we look at it, and all the evil people he surrounded himself with, okay? And I'm just as evil, not quite. I'm evil because I buy into it by paying tax on everything I buy. And how much of that do the military get? Now, y'all can play games with it if you want. But maybe y'all should study what happened to the Germans. You see, when the Germans started getting prosecuted for what they did to the Jews, they wasn't prosecuted for war crimes. Huh? They was prosecuted for what they did to a human being. And so, same thing happens here. Let's look at what happened there was a movie out, won the Academy Award 2 years ago, about the banks being ripped off by the bankers. Say, what's the best way to rob a bank? Own one, okay? And so the guy went and told everybody what was about to happen, and the people that listened to him made billions of dollars. At the end of the movie, they said, well, now what's next? He said, water. 18 months later, we looked at Flint, Michigan. Now, let's look at Flint, Michigan. Water. Nobody was prosecuted for crimes to humanity, to the people. They was looking. So here's what happened. A black woman who could look at her child and see it was affected by the lead and stuff that nobody knew about. So she went into federal court and filed a lawsuit. 4 months later, somebody came in her house and shot her in the head 4 times. Someone was visiting with her, killed them. Now, the second thing that happened there is the guy who was the water engineer for Flint, okay? They went into his house, shot him in the head and killed him. I mean, did the New York Times run it? Okay, so what I'm saying is this. What is going on that something like this can happen and we don't care? Well, you're going to care in a little while. And so what we're looking at now is there's a word, and some of y'all should look it up. Henry Kissinger did a 75-sheet paper called Useless Eaters, okay? Now, when you hear that word, you don't think of school teachers and cops and bankers and important business people that run companies, useless eaters. Well, that's what it's about. A group went into court because they had his papers locked up for 75 years like he was the president. And when they got out, you saw that, useless eaters. But all that was about. Another question you have to ask, Bill Gates and his wife? I checked. I ain't never saw where they gave no money to anybody. So now they're giving billions of dollars to companies, to cities, for vaccines. Vaccines. I mean, think about this. And they mostly in non-white countries. I mean, what about them poor white folks in West Virginia? They're not going in there vaccinated. And then if you Google, when Bill Gates spoke to San Francisco, the Billionaires Club, about 8 years ago, which it won't be hard to find. And he walked out there and he says, the best way to control the population is through vaccines. Y'all don't hear that? You Americans? And you sit and talk about, let's make America great again? What about them poor white folks? That's dirt poor, no education, cannot be part of the society as we know it today. Was it ever good to them? It was good to them because of racism, because of sexism. I mean, I live in a country. See, the one thing about George Washington and them thugs, huh? They were slave owners. Now, you might not look bad to the church, okay? But there's a universal God. And if you own another human being, you're the lowest form of thing on the planet. You rape people, you rape your mother, you rape your daughter. And so they knew that. And so here's what them thug pimps said on July the 3rd, 1776. They say, tomorrow we got a problem. This is in Philadelphia. Say, we cannot be the symbol of liberty. So we got to pick another symbol because we got too much dirt and blood on us. Wow. So what did they do? They saw that bell. They said, let's polish up this bell. And tomorrow, July the 4th, 12 noon, 1776, we'll hit the bell and we'll call it the Liberty Bell. Not the church. The universal God cracked that bell from the bottom all the way up to the top, okay? And so when you look at your symbol of liberty, it's a cracked bell. You don't have to be too smart to figure out what that was about. And they didn't have the wisdom, because it was blocked by the universe, to turn the bell around. So today, all over the world, our symbol of liberty is a cracked bell. So you look at it. Now, let's go to, I left my bag in my son's office. I got the paper, and y'all can Google it, Chicago Tribune. They got a front page picture of me and J. Edgar Hoover. Well, Hoover sent a telex to Agent Johnson, who ran the Chicago office. And what did he say? He said, use the mob to kill Dick Gregory. Okay? The telex was going to Johnson. I got a copy before he got it. Okay? So I'm talking about the Chicago Tribune, not no tabloid. They got a picture of me and J. Edgar Hoover on the front, and said they used the word, can't think of the word now, but y'all can Google it. Use the mob to kill Dick Gregory. Just show them the things he said about the mob, and they'll do it. Now, this is America, huh? Huh? And y'all love America, okay? If it happened to me, it will happen to you. I'm one of the most honest people on this planet. Never had a scandal, never had nothing. Spent millions of dollars in the civil rights movement, and they want to kill me while the mob is running rampant, while drugs is running rampant. And so when you stop and think about the technology, if you got one of them keys to your car and all you got to do is punch a little thing and the door open. Well, let me tell you something. You can walk from New York to California and punch that key and nobody's car will open but yours. This is and that's a toy. Do you know the technology we have? We know what the billions of dollars we spent on germ warfare, and that's fixing to be used now on us. Because here's what these thugs think they have the right. They have the right to determine who going to live, who going to die to save the planet. Okay? And so when you look at how and the sun. Look, Scott, if you one of the number one climatologist scientists on the world, and I'm number two, okay? So the two of us represent the two top minds in research on the planet about what's happening to the climate, okay? Now, are you telling me you believe the climate's being affected and I'm number two, have the same training you have, and I believe it's a hoax? No, that's a trick. You got one person say it's, and another person, that's not true. So now y'all relax, because you can't feel the climate, the planet shifting. They know now. They know now that it won't be too long before the planet falls off its axis, okay? And so all at once now, they are going to the side. Now, you take Trump. Trump don't know nothing. You serious? You don't. Look, a cat turn a corner and see a dog, and that cat knows it's a dog, and it gets into what we call shape-shifting. The cat's body goes straight up. I don't mean jumping. Everything changed. And we don't know as much as a cat know. We don't know who this guy is and don't care. All we dealing with is hate, poor folks. And then you folks in West Virginia and you dirt poor white folks who ain't never been to school, you can't read, you can't write. Did you see him put anybody in the cabinet that looked like you? Huh? Did you hear him talk about, you know, draining the swamp? Did you hear him say in West Virginia the swamp need to be drained, these billionaire coal mine owners? Did you hear him talk about you seeing to it that you'll be safe in those mines? You ain't heard a damn thing about it. But that's what you do, and you keep on doing it, and you keep on doing it. And it won't be long. In the next 18 months, I would say 50% of everybody on this planet will be dead. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm talking about research, what they fixing to do. And so, again, y'all have your fun. You pray to the church, because you can't pray to the universal God, because the God don't talk. It's a vibration. If you driving down the street in your car and you hear something knocking in the engine, the car don't say, pull up. You get a flat tire and hear something go flump, 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 flump. It's that vibration that makes you pull over and say, oh, I got a flat tire. It's that vibration that makes you pull over to the filling station. They raise up the hood and said, oh, this is what's wrong. And so when you look at this here, those of you that have children, the child can be 2 days old. 2 days old. You in one room talking to your friend. The baby's in another room. The baby can't talk, but you can hear something and know if that baby feel good or feel bad. So this is what this is about. And so here, you got the president of the United States, JFK. He's in Dallas. He gets shot in his head. Now, here's the leader of the free world, okay? Shot. Say he killed, okay? Now, when he gets to Washington, his brain is missing. You telling me all the people that's surrounding him, after he shot, they so lax that somebody can come in and steal his... All you got to do is Google it. If my mother was alive and hear the stuff, I'd be saying she'd call the police. That's what ignorance is about. My mother told me Santa Claus was a white man. She was buying the toys. I was 9 years old. I told my old mama, let's get out of here. She'll hurt us. And so when you stop and you think, I mean, they tell you that February the 2nd, okay, Groundhog Day. And if the groundhog sees his shadow. Well, with technology today, with press people coming in from all over the world with their cameras, how would the groundhog not see its shadow, okay? Now, if the groundhog sees its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. Get out your calendar and look at February the 2nd, and spring is March the 21st. Come from February the 2nd to March 21st. That is 6 weeks, huh? But you sitting around here believing some crap some evil old men told you. And no women connected. I look and I think about black men got the right to vote with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Now, they didn't give it to us, but we had the right. I can have $10 million in the bank. They might not give it to me, but I got it in the bank, okay? And so what happens is that the white woman didn't get the right to vote. Now, let me tell you what kind of thug this is, especially you white folks. The white woman didn't get the right to vote. It wasn't cause black people. It was your husband, your brother, your son, them evil white men. You didn't. Black men, ex-slaves, had the right to vote by the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. But you didn't. You as mother, you as wife, you as daughter. And now you don't understand what kind of thug, ignorant, evil beast that this guy can be when he wants to. So when did you get the right to vote? 1921. How'd you get it? He fought for it, went to jail. Some of it was killed. Oh, a white woman? And so when you sit and look, we got an education system, have a good school and a bad school. They ain't got a good Pepsi Cola and a bad Pepsi Cola. Okay? And so if I go to Mississippi today and go to Ole Miss and ask for change for a dollar, in dimes, they'll give me 10 dimes. If I go to Harvard today and ask for change for a dollar. They'll give me $10. I live in a country that have more unification in changing my dollar than you have with dealing with my mind. Don't play no games. All them southern schools got is good football teams. Y'all can play games. You go to Harvard and get a degree in engineering and let your brother go to Ole Miss and get the same degree all over the world. He'll get a job before you, and that don't bother you. Go to Russia. They don't have good schools and bad schools. Go to England. They don't have good schools and bad schools. And the super rich, powerful white folks on this planet wouldn't send a dog to Harvard or Yale or MIT. So one day, you know, one day you're going to see it, but it's going to be too late. I did a book 52 years ago and said, "The Shadow That Scares Me," thanks to the movement and the people I've been involved with and the things I've read, I don't get scared now. Scared is a violation of God. The real God and fear don't occupy the same space, okay? And so consequently, and I said, I don't know the name of it, but one day that shadow's going to scare all of you. Again, if you have a house and you go outside on a sunny day and see the shadow of that house, the shadow of the house is bigger than your house. That's Trump. He's the shadow. He has no power. Listen to him talk. Listen to the things he says and how he says it. None whatsoever. So when you look at that little son of his that's standing next to him, he don't look at the boy. The boy don't look at him. Okay? And then you see the Robert Kennedy son went and met with Trump 2 days ago to talk about vaccines. Why did he go to him? Because he's connected, wanting to do something about it, and he know that son's little boy is mentally retarded. Okay? Now, but yet he can sit and laugh at a newsman that's mentally retarded, and y'all don't see what kind of fool he is? You will. You will. You can hate me. I couldn't care less. Truth don't have to be validated by ignorance. But you gonna pay the, I'm going to pay the price, too, because I have violated. Huh? I had to apologize to my wife. I didn't know that just because I'm married to her and she says she don't want to have sex, I don't have the right to have it. That's called rape. And I had to apologize to her and said, please, I didn't know. I mean, I grew up thinking that if I marry you, and that's why you take my last name. I didn't realize it. Last name shows ownership. In parts of South America, a baby's born, it takes the mother's last name. And so what we looking at now, you're going to feel it. You don't know it. You don't know it. It's like a guy get drunk and get in a car and speed and kill people. And he wasn't aware because something chemical makes him think he can do this and he can do that, and you can't. Now, people come to me now who's scared and say, well, what can we do? I say, well, let me give you a simple answer. You on a 747, and two engines and a wing fall off. What you know about doing something, huh? Just try to enjoy the ride until it hit that mountain. Well, that's what it is. And you'll see it. You don't see it now, but you'll feel it. We got soldiers. They tell me what they're going to do for the veteran. Nobody give a damn about a veteran. Huh? Nobody give a damn about a veteran. I mean, you looked at the hearings they had. Veterans had small cancer. And by the time they got an appointment to see a doctor, they were dead. And y'all talk about veterans. They bring them out on holidays and march and all that and give them some stuff. The same Vietnamese that could have blew my leg off, today can come to America and open up a drugstore, a restaurant in the black community that I couldn't get a loan to open up on. Y'all are crazy, you evil, and this is what is going on. I'm not calling you that because I'm angry. I'm not calling you that. I'm calling you that because you don't know what's fixing to happen to you, just like the Germans. General Patton, you think we like so? General Patton, when Eisenhower took him and sent him, put him over the infantry. He was over the tank division. And he was so happy because he thought Ike was going to send him to Berlin, okay, to get there first. So who gets there first splits up the spoils. And we wanted to get there before the Russians got there, okay? Now, listen to this good. When Ike sent him north to Bavaria, he didn't know what that was about. When they got up there, all the hip occult Germans was up there. And he started dibbling with that and seeing things that you can do with the powers in your body. They kill him, okay? In an automobile accident, you want to hear something funny? Americans, his autopsy hasn't been released yet, okay? It's still top secret. Well, if you died in an automobile accident, why was it top secret? And so, again, I'm saying that you don't have to listen. Do you know how many people out here, black and white, who have no money? None. They fall and hit their head. They got a concussion. They don't know it. They take aspirin. They just think it's a headache. Okay? My granddaughter, coming out of dance practice in Plymouth, fell on the ice, hit her head. Her mother was with her because it was snow. She took her to the local hospital there, and they said, oh, my God, we can't. You have to take her to Boston. They carried her to Boston, put them in an ambulance, her and her mother. $5,000 for the ambulance, okay? You white folk, can you pay for that? And they talk about tampering with your insurance. They don't care nothing about you. White is not a color. It's an attitude. And if you ain't got trillions of dollars in the bank, you can't have the attitude. And let me just say something to you, black and white. If one of your trifling cousins came to where you live and killed five people, they'd get the electric chair, five white folks, okay? Now, listen to me good now. If Queen Elizabeth's grandchildren, little trifling drug addicts, and I wouldn't say that because I got children if I didn't have the evidence, okay? Drug addicts, okay? If they came to the same town and kill 40 white folks, you know they're not going to get the electric chair. So what freedom you talking about, huh? You know that. And if you don't, you should go commit yourself in a mental hospital right now, okay? Now, let's look at this, what happened in Fort Lauderdale the other day. Here's a guy get on the plane, check his gun on the plane, because that's legal. Tell the people, fill out the forms. Luggage. Now, those of you that travel, I'm not talking about you who can't afford nothing but a Greyhound bus. Those of you that travel know checking bags have decreased about 90%. If you look at all the new luggage, if you look at the pilots getting on the planes and the stewards, they don't check luggage. They got them little bags they made. Now you can put your suit in, you can put everything in, and when you open it up, you hang it up, and it don't wrinkle, okay? So now, why would he? First, he turned himself into the FBI in Alaska and said he's hearing noises and he's kind of worried about it. He don't know what it is. He thinks he's under mind control, okay? So now, this is the FBI. I don't care what you think about him. The FBI sent him to the local people and they treated him, gave him his gun back, the same gun he used in the airport. The FBI gave him his gun back, okay? Here's a guy saying, I'm having a mental problem. Why would you give him his gun back? So now he gets out of the hospital. They don't see nothing that wrong with him, huh? So he gets on the plane, flies, gets off, changes planes, goes to Florida, flies in there. Now, he got a one-way ticket. That's the first thing you do if you're doing research. Did he get a round trip? That means he wasn't coming back. Then again, they show you a picture of him when he pulls his gun out, and nobody asks where the picture come from. Who took the picture? And then after he do the shooting, he lays on the ground. Huh? He didn't even try to get away. Lays on the ground. Now, let's watch this now. So, if you're going to kill some people, okay, then why did you, when you get your gun from baggage, why didn't you go upstairs and walk in where the people buying the tickets at the counter? There's thousands up there. If you want to shoot somebody, why don't you do that? Huh? So they tell us anything they want to tell us, and you believe it. That's what racism and sexism will do. Now, payday is coming. Everybody go when the wagon comes. That's what old black folks used to say. Well, the wagon is here. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm going with you. I'm going wherever evil people go. I will be there because the money I spend and pay tax on, I participate in this filth, okay? And you don't know it. I know you don't, but it don't make no difference if you know it or not. I didn't know the gun was loaded. You just killed five people. You were drunk. You don't have to know the gun is loaded. And then here's what we do. Your son or daughter gets drunk, driving, hit and kill 12 people, huh? You was in the car with them, huh? You know what happened. You and your friends and your daddy and your mom and them will hock their house to get him out of jail, okay? That's what we do to America. All the evil stuff we do, all the bums and stuff we do. And so when you look at it, okay, this is payday, and it has nothing to do with you. You got two children. You're not going to see to it that one child go to the best school and another one don't go to school. The universal God is the same way. You take a blackboard and write your name on it. What you got? A piece of chalk. Well, your name was already on it. The chalk is what brought it through. You think Einstein, you think the God made him smarter than you? We all have the same talents, but through a messed up system and the things people go through, we can't pull it through. There's no God like would be no mother and father to see that one child can be brilliant and another be stupid, okay? One child was a boy, he gets to go to med school. Another child is a girl, oh, she gonna learn how to knit and all that crap, okay? So somewhere, this is what you fixing to see. And I just hope you stay alive long enough, because it ain't gonna be long. Be the next 18. Anytime somebody put thug generals, I don't care what you call them, freedom of this and freedom of that, thug generals in a cabinet, and one presidential thing that's not even president yet, put them in a cabinet, and you too stupid to know we fixing to go to war, and it ain't going to be no war like you think. We accuse China of doing everything. China, we owe China $3 trillion. You don't hear China talking about it. You don't hear American talking about it. So what is this about? How you owe me this much money and call me all kind of dirty names? The top. And what you saw and what you're seeing in these hearings is nations around the world. Nations around the world have come together, and the intelligence units have taken over. You have no government no more. They run it. China's part of it. Britain's part of it. Germany's part of it. Italy's part of it. And that's what you're fixing to see. And so somewhere, I say have fun and have fun quick, because recess is just about over. And the last book I did was called Callous on My Soul. And here's what it was about. There's not a shoe that a human being can make can wear out one of the universal God's feet. So when I was a little boy, black folks didn't have no money, okay? So they'd get a coin because they had them tight shoes on. And then all at once, the coin would start hurting because we didn't know, I'm talking about poor folks didn't know, that your body breathes just like you breathe. We didn't know that. And so when that coin gets so hard, the air can't get through it. Anybody, so the poor black folks, I wasn't around white folks, the poor black folks would start taking their pocket knife and trim the coin, and it would stop hurting. Why? Because that hardness was gone, and that toe could breathe again, okay? And if they didn't get rid of them shoes, it turned into a callus. There's never been a foot, I want you to hear this, that the universal God made, okay, that would wear out God's feet. That's where we are now, got a callus on the soul. And you keep wearing the shoe, And here's what's fixing to happen. And so, again, I'm saying somewhere, one child have nutrition. They putting all this monster food out here. Ask you a question. Baby food, okay? Baby food. And let's say baby food sells 30, 40 million jars a day. You know how long they got to pack that stuff up in the warehouse? They can't do it in one day and ship it. You know what kind of chemicals they got to put in that stuff to make it stay in the warehouse? Do you know what peanuts and all that stuff they give you on a plane? You know how many chemicals that got in it? Huh? You know what you eating? Well, all you got to do is take a carrot and mash it up fresh and give it to the baby. And so this is what the game is, and you've been brought up believing all kind of stuff. I look at the Bible. It says God made Adam. I don't have no problem with that. But when Adam said, I am lonely, and God didn't say, how can you be lonely when I just made one of you? How can you be lonely when it's just one of you, huh? Not two. And so y'all just sit there and let these thugs put stuff down and call it a religion. The Harvard, Yale, and all of them teach that crap. The divinity school. And the stuff don't even make sense. The Bible you got, you white folks should feel good. Because somebody got in that Bible that slaves obey your master. That thing should be burnt up. Now, y'all talk all that craziness, huh? Slaves obey your master. A woman, when I was a little boy, a black woman couldn't be a nun, and a black man couldn't be a priest. So these are white folks. A white woman gets 5 PhDs from schools that's recognized. A white woman. A priest just finished college. And he can listen to confessions and you can. There's a whole lot of women I know would like to confess to a woman. Okay? Confess to a woman. But you don't have the right to. And y'all don't see this. America. Let's make America great again. You better find out what them cold words mean. So again, I'm saying that this is where we are, and you can play all your games you want. I remember when I was a little boy, folks hit their head in, and we didn't know nothing about brain damage. We thought it was a headache. So we taking aspirins, huh? You got your son. Listen to this. Nobody in their right mind, you got to be a real fool not to know about football players and concussions. But you let your children play it. Why? Rich folks. You heard nobody say, well, that's the son of Rockefeller. Are you crazy? You know, they don't play that stuff. That's for poor folks. That's for gladiators to play. Okay? And so when you stop and think about it, you know, red. Red turns on men. It's scientifically. Blue turns on women. Okay? Why you think prostitute houses around the world is called the red light district, huh? And so when you look at the bullfighter, he got this red cloth, but you know what nobody told you? The bull is colorblind. Okay? Did you hear me? The bull is colorblind. Okay? And that's to turn on the man with them tight pants on so he won't mind. You know, getting killed. And so all of this is about to come to an end, and the universe don't have to get your consent. You can't go there like you go to the Baptist church, the Catholic church, and ask for forgiveness. No. The one that made the moon and the sun and the stars. And when you go to visit the seven wonders of the world, there's nothing that was made by the same force that made the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that lives and breathes was made. That's not one of the wonders. The wonder is something these men done made, and you run and see it. I mean, go to the pyramid. You know, one of the top three tourist countries in America, okay, in America, and on this planet is Egypt. Everybody's running over there to see the pyramid. The rich folks pay big money to sleep under the pyramid. Before you go to bed tonight, go to a mirror and look at your nose. That's a pyramid. And all you got to do is sleep on your back, and you'll get a million times more power than the energy coming from that pyramid. So now when you sit and think about how they teach it at Harvard, they teach it at Yale. And so somewhere when you sit and look, okay, I mean, you look at the civil rights movement, huh? Dr. King, hear me good now. Dr. King, I don't care what your racist thoughts are, Dr. King did something, and I hope you ain't too stupid to understand this, black folks and white folks. Dr. King took on the mightiest nation on the history of the planet with no guns, huh? And brought this country to her knees, okay? No guns, huh? And y'all got military and some little chumps. You stupid enough to believe that ISIS, that don't manufacture nothing, they don't manufacture handkerchiefs, have took on the mightiest white nations in the world, huh? All they bombs and all they stuff they sending, they can't defeat them, and you don't know ISIS is us? Every time we overrun ISIS line, they got American weapons, huh? Now, wait a minute. I was in the military, and the first thing they teach you is you got to drop everything and run, blow up your weapons. They didn't teach these folks that. And so, again, you listen to all this crap. Asian, Malaysian airline disappeared. You know how stupid you got to believe that? A big old airplane with all that technology we got up in the sky, we didn't know where it was. Well, I'm going to tell you where it is. It's on an island called Diego Garcia, okay? All right? And don't care if you believe it or not. I'm going to say it again. Truth don't have to be validated by ignorance. You telling me they don't know, and the last time I checked, they still alive, okay? But they give you all the stuff, and the press is just as bad. I know all this. I know Kennedy didn't die in Dallas, but the New York Times don't know that. Did you hear me? The New York Times, he died on a Nassau's Island in 1971. Okay? I know that, but, huh? You don't know it because they haven't told you. And so when you stop and think, I ran for president of the United States in 1968, okay? It was December. I want you to hear this good, then you'll understand Trump. 1968, I ran for president of the United States. It was November the 4th, the Friday, 3 days later, 5th, 6th, 7th. November the 7th, 1968, the Wall Street Journal, okay, ran a story. I didn't know what I'm fixing to tell you. Trump don't know how he got in talking that crazy stuff. Here's what happened. The Wall Street, and I think this is very important for you all to Google this, and those of you all that can't Google it, find somebody that know how to use it, okay? And pull it up. Wall Street Journal. A strange thing happened 3 days ago. Wall Street Journal. All the computers had to be shut down at midnight. Oh, what? Yeah, why? Because they were showing Dick Gregory is the presumptive elected president of the United States. What? What are you talking about? Well, they had tricked the machines, the computers, for Nixon, and somebody messed up and hooked it to me. So it showed I pulled 9 million votes out of the state of Pennsylvania, okay? Out of the, in your democracy. Don't ask me. Ask them ones you trust. And those of you that don't trust, you don't have to. They're going to lie for me. And then at the end of the story, Walter Cronkite said, how could we be that stupid? Now, you know, he knew what happened. How could you say Dick Gregory won this here, and it showed him the presumptive election of the president. I'm going to say this again. 9 million votes. I didn't know it till I read it in the Wall Street Journal. Trump don't know what he's doing. He don't know what they're doing for him. He went into the primaries and winning and winning. And the real people said, wow, what is this? those of y'all that's looking for evil savior. Oh, you were just so happy and so happy and so happy. Well, when you see what's fixing to come down, I hope you can smile, because I will. Mm. Not laughing at you, laughing at what you fit. But the same brain the universal God gave everybody. And so somewhere, my mother's mother, five generations, worked for Frank and Jesse James in the Boot Hills of Missouri. Take Dick Nixon, Pobar, he ain't never had no, always been broke, dirt broke. And Google his lineage. You can trace it back to Babylonian, okay? Take, when Jesse was killed, Frank took the money, went east, changed the name to Rockefeller. Chase up the Rockefeller's lineage. It goes to the Missouri-Kansas border and stop, okay? That's the game y'all play, okay? Go to the Missouri-Kansas border and stop, okay? And the Rockefellers, they were Frank and Jesse's lineage, okay? And they were Jews. They was robbing banks and trains because of the way people treated Jews when it comes to the banking and all of that. And so now they kind of clean their little stuff up. If you can clean it up, you can clean it up from the church, but you can't clean it up from the real God. So when Nelson Rockefeller changed all this stuff, and he didn't, the old man, and they kept changing, and they probably didn't even know it, you know. But one day he became governor of New York and decided he was going to run for president of the United States. Well, back then, his oldest son, Michael, was gay. You couldn't do that then. So what did he do? I want y'all to hear this. What did he do, the daddy? He had all these business and all these companies like Trump, okay? He sent the boy on a business trip to New Guinea, and the cannibals ate him up. Okay? Solve that problem. All you got to do is check it. Don't take my word for it. Huh? Many of y'all didn't like me if I wasn't talking. I couldn't care less. Huh? I'm not here to get your approval. I got married 58 years ago, and I said to my wife, baby, it ain't about love. Can you be lovable? And my wife has never raised her voice to me, the children, the grandchildren, as loud as I'm talking now. So y'all play your games. Do whatever you want to do, and give your homage to football players and athletes. You know, white or black football players, you don't know them to own a major company anywhere in the world. These are gladiators, but y'all don't know that. You're just trying to get them to fulfill something you didn't do. And so again, I'm saying that here's where we are, and when my daughter went to law school, I said to her, I said, now here's the problem. Because of racism and sexism, you are the first generation of the Gregory genes all the way back to Babylonian that will be going to law school. There'll be children sitting in those classes with you. They're fifth generation lawyer. They heard terms in the crib that you won't hear till you get in class, okay? And so understand, and when you look at all these light-complected black folks, they didn't just start happening now. You look at them, where you think they got here? You think the slave was raping the white woman? Huh? What kind of fool are you? We were being raped by the slave owners. That's where them light-complected black folks come from. But you can't even deal with that, okay? And so this is what it's about. And so somewhere comes a time when the universe said, okay, it's over. You wore these tight shoes so long. You're full of anger. You're full of hatred. And so now we're going to take it up. That's where we are. Mm. And somewhere, some of you all listen to know it. You feel it ain't nothing you can do about it. It ain't nothing you can do now. King did something about it. And let me tell you something. The big mistake they made with King was not killing him. They forgot to put on the legislation that came out of that movement, they forgot to put Negroes only. So everybody benefited for it. But before that civil rights movement, y'all listen good, especially you white stewardess. You couldn't do nothing at the airport as a woman. You couldn't be a pilot, okay? You couldn't be a luggage handler. That was basically black, but you couldn't get the job. You couldn't shine shoes at the airport. And because of that legislation that came out from us, okay, you can go to the airport before that movement, and the only thing you could do at the airport was be a stewardess, and you had to look like something off the center page of Playboy magazine, okay? Now you go out to the airport, you see an old, unattractive white woman, fat, shoes run over, coughing. We got you that job. Not the military, not the army, not your daddy, not your brother. Black folks create the legislation to get to that job. And we heard you say thanks. Well, you don't expect people to say thanks if they're not polite. Okay? But we got it. You walk down the street now, you get to the corner, you see that indention in the sidewalk for crippled folks in wheelchairs. You didn't get that. That came out the civil rights movement. Okay? You'd be surprised how many of y'all have benefited. I ain't got no problem with that. The fact that you don't know it. And so, again, I say that's where we are. And so you can sit there with all the hate in your body you want. You can sit there with all the stuff in your body. But one day, before it's over, try to get hold of some civil rights film and see them evil white men with their guns and their tobacco. And we march and look at them old black women, young black women, okay? Look at them young kids. Look at the handful of white folks was out there. And when they came with their guns and everything, we just kept singing and kept singing and kept singing. See if you can do that. See what's fixing to happen. See if you can be that beautiful. Okay? I was there. I'm not telling you something I read in a book. My wife was there. She's in jail, 9 months pregnant. Huh? And Bobby Kennedy would send Justice Department, FBI agents in. Miss Gregory, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I said, what would you like? Oh, so I'd just like a 7-Up. And bring me 7 cups. I'm going to share it with the women here. Okay? That's what this is about. Look at King. Think about it, because we're fixing to come up to the holiday. And you white folks that hate so much, you going to get a statue in Washington, D.C., on the mall, but you hate this man, and he didn't get there because of hate? You try to get one. Try to get your children a statue there. That's who we are. And you want to talk about black crime. Let's talk about the system that made me a criminal, okay? We talk about the mob, huh? You talk about the mob. They go to church every day, confess, and tell Father Superior, would you do this quick? I got 12 more people I missed last night I got to get by noon. But that's all. Then you do movies, and they make them heroes. But the Italians you don't talk about is Sacco and Vanzetti. Gave them the electric chair for a crime in Boston, not in Mississippi. Okay, in Boston. They knew they didn't commit it, and they killed them anyway. The earthquake in California in 1906. Okay? 1906. They was, see, what the white folks had to do, if you look, they didn't call it an earthquake, great fire, because there was no earthquake insurance then. So the fire marshals and all the folks changed it for the white folks and said it was a fire. Then they caught them and they put them all in jail. The Italians, they hated them so bad, hated them so bad, that they, handful of Italians came out, stood on the corner because they couldn't get loans. Okay? And they loaned them money. And they loaned them money. They didn't talk about hate, killing somebody. They loaned it to repair their houses. And them two stood out there and loaned the money. It's now called Bank of America. Okay? Mm-hmm. Why, you white folks ain't got no job. And let me tell you something else. In 18 months, they've already approved. They got the last documents in Cleveland right before Thanksgiving. That the trucks now don't need no drivers. And so that means 500,000 truck drivers won't have no jobs. Huh? and you can talk all that crazy stuff you want to, it's going to be that, because the people that do it control it, okay? And here's what's going to happen. 80% of them Trump survivors are white folks. They will have no jobs, okay? That's what this is about, okay? There are no jobs that's coming up. And they got Trump said, oh, we're going to call them back. Yes, look, look. If the trillionaire white folks, Republicans, didn't like what he was doing, they'd have put a bullet in his head, just like they did Kennedy, okay? And so this is what this is about. I don't come here to scare you. I didn't get where I am by being scared. I lack the knowledge and stop being scared. I'm listed in the phone book, huh? My son died. I was with Medgar Evers in Mississippi. He told me, I said, I can't go home now, man. I think they're going to do something tonight. And then after it was over, my plane got in late. I wasn't a hotel I could stay in. I stayed at Medgar Evers' house, but I didn't get to go by there because I was so late. So then after it was over, he drove me. He drove me from that little town he was in to get a plane home. I get home, my wife was just shaking up. He's holding the blanket he was wrapped in. And I went in and hugged her, and she just pulled away from me. Then the phone rang. I picked it up, and he said, Dick Gregory, you that rich nigga? I said, this is me. He said, I just heard, I'm in Louisiana. I just heard that your son died. I just want to tell you, I'm glad. I said, well, I am too. Did they tell you we had him insured for $10 million? And I said, but do me a favor. Would you say this to my wife? And I gave her the phone, and that's the only thing that pulled her out. She dropped that blanket and grabbed me and knocked me down. And I said, baby, we're soldiers, huh? We're soldiers. What we're looking for is not in this house, okay? And you cannot be used in the movement. And then you think of Dr. King. Four children. The phone rings 1 o'clock at night. Nigga, we're going to blow your house up. And King couldn't call the police because they'd probably wanted to make the call. So Coretta got two children in her arms, and he got two in his arms, and they see a look on their face, the children that they never seen before. You think about that. In your house, not in a tavern, not in a whorehouse, not in a drug house. You think about that. And finally, 300 years ago, and I'm just telling you stuff you can check out, 300 years ago, okay? 300 years ago, we sent scientists to Columbia to study hieroglyphics. We knew we would crack it. We hadn't cracked it, but we knew we would crack it. Hieroglyphics. So they went and took pictures, drew art sketches of the hieroglyphics on the wall. And 150 years later, we cracked it. Okay? 150 years later, we cracked it. And here's what it said, white man. One day the white lady gonna do to your children what you have done to ours. 300 years ago, cocaine wasn't called the white lady. Did you hear me? And now the number one drugged out state in America is Utah. Huh? You become Mormons in your mama's womb. Huh? You're a tight family, but you're the number one state. More people will OD there today and have OD'd since I've been on this show than any other state. And the other one is North, okay? But Maine, number two, okay? So y'all play your games, and let me tell you what is happening. Today, from dawn to 9 o'clock tonight, 81% of the OD deaths is white. Okay? After midnight, it goes up to 91%. Why? Now, I know this, but they don't know it, the scientists. Your brain tells your heart, when you go to sleep, keep beating. That's what the brain tells the heart. Keep beating. Bum, 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 bum. The new heroin they're laying on white folks now shuts that part of the brain down. that tells that. And so that's why the rate goes up higher in the white neighborhoods after midnight. So y'all boys, play your games. The universal God say, vengeance is mine, not yours, not the church, not the church. And I know something today I didn't know when I was growing up. If this administration said, we're going to raise the draft to 90, I'm 85, I wouldn't go to Canada. I would go to where you go when you get found guilty and take a fuse and say, put a new fuse in. I'm not going to kill for you. I'm not going someplace that I can't even spell the name of where I'm going to kill for some trifling thugs like you. So here, wherever your elected chair is, I'll gladly go. I'd rather be killed. And I didn't know till I met the king and the movement. I didn't know till I met that I would rather be killed by you than kill you, okay? Now, you get your little gun, you do all your stuff. But German had some guns and some researches that the world had never heard of. And then another thing, if you think you're safe, Google, you heard of Stand Your Ground, okay? The law. Well, what they didn't tell you, that was in 38 states before what happened in Florida. 38 states, including California, including Washington, D.C., which is basically black folks at the time. Huh? So you ain't by yourself. Your ignorance don't permit you to know what you should know. Now, I want y'all to hear this real good. And if you don't check anything else I'm saying, check this. Stand your ground. In 2012, the state of Indiana, Ku Klux Klan was invented. And you cops, you hear when y'all do all this trifling stuff, people say, well, all cops is not bad. When doctors, you know, malpractice, you don't hear nobody say, all doctors is not bad. Huh? When lawyers get disbarred, they don't say, why do you think they saying it about you? And let me tell you something. The old days, the cowboys was called gunslingers. Why? If you look at them movies, the gun didn't touch their body. It slung down. Okay, why? The lead bullets. You cops wear lead bullets. Lead bullets. 12 hours a day. And don't think you got lead poison. And that's why more cops every year is killed from suicide than killed in the line of duty. The number one divorce occupation is cops. Second wives is whores. Check it out and see it, okay? When I was a little boy, I never asked for a police car. I asked for a fire truck, okay? A fire truck. I prayed when I was little, and I still do it now when I hear a siren. But when I see it's a cop car, I pray to God that you'll be safe, and the way you're going, they'll be safe, okay? So you play your games, all you want, and you see how the universe works. And so consequently, you know, a cop, farmer, you should have contracts. Your union ain't nothing but a bunch of thugs, okay? Don't give a damn about you. I know this, but they never told you this. And when I went to Indiana and interviewed cops, they didn't even know there was a law that stand your ground against cops. Now, that sounds crazy to you. That's why I say Google it and let white folks tell you what it is. The ones you might not hate. I doubt it. You can't hate me and not hate anybody else. If you walk in the house with dog doo-doo all over you, everybody in your house smell it. Although you was messing with me. See, that's the great thing about the God. Sin is not prejudice. Sin is not prejudice. So this is where we're going. And the rude awakening. And I know because I used to be there. Uncle Tom, a Tom cat is a tough cat. A Tom girl is a tough girl. But when it comes to me, it's Uncle Tom. Well, y'all better look and see what Uncle Tom is. Uncle Tom is a shapeshifter. You hear me? And all that stuff in Africa, even black folks, the real stuff you ain't never got to. Them shapeshifters, they turn into anything they want to turn into. That's the real God, okay? And so somewhere, when you stop and think about, they dirtied up your water, they put all kind of chemicals in your food, okay? Well, that's where we are. And so I just say that I can't hope that ain't nothing, because it's going to happen to me. It's too late. That's like the Romans and the Egyptians, societies unequal. And every major war we've had on this planet were religious wars, huh? Religious wars. And finally, the dinosaur been gone. Hope that, I want y'all to hear this real good. The dinosaur has been gone 3 trillion years. And when these thugs show you dinosaurs, all they do is show you fighting. You don't see them having sex. You don't see them producing children. You don't see them eating. They standing next to the mountain, and they're bigger than the mountain, fighting the dinosaurs. Okay? Now, there's a book out called Chaos about the butterfly syndrome. Now, get the book. You can't read. Hold it. Just hold it in your hands and see if you pick up the vibration. The dinosaur. When the dinosaur was here 3 trillion years ago, so was the butterfly. So was the butterfly. So was the turtle. I used to call Dr. King, "Hey, turtle." He said, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "Well, the turtle was here when the dinosaurs was here. That little turtle. And you a turtle because, well, what do you mean?" Well, the turtle is still here because they're hard on the outside, soft on the inside, and willing to stick their neck out, okay? Y'all not willing to do that. You're going to look at this Trump punk and just go down when he don't even know what's going on, okay? The butterfly was here doing that, huh? That little butterfly. And in the book Chaos, the butterfly park in Peking, flapping their wings right now, determine what the weather going to be like in New York City 9 months later. Get the book and let you know what the scientist is saying, okay? Since you think you got so much power through your hate, since you can listen to this fool Trump talk, and he don't even know what he's saying, okay? He don't even know what he's saying. You got people in Hollywood just as nice and sweet, but they can play a role of a rapist, a woman hater. They give him a script, and he just says it. But that day is over now. And so I just say, thank God all this craziness has to stop, and it's going to stop. And again, I said, I'm part of it, okay? And just thank God I met the King Movement and the Peace Movement. I used to have me a 357 mag. I dare you to mess with me. I threw that gun away. And I say this to you right now. I'd rather be killed by somebody tonight than kill somebody.
Mr. Gregory, it is always a pleasure. You take care and
I'm
come back.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it's always a pleasure to have you on, and you come back anytime you like.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so
love
much.
Love to you and the family and to all your listeners. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. The legendary Dick Gregory. We're coming back momentarily. Don't go anywhere.